Rokugan, a land of spirits, of fortunes, and of samurai. A place of honor, duty, and war, where seven great clans vie eternally for the favor of the Emperor, where a whispered word can be as deadly as a single strike, and one misstep the difference between life and death. But while clans battle in the high halls of the Emperor and on the fields of the Emerald Empire, a growing darkness gnaws at the borders. Here, the foul legions of the corrupted Kami Fu Lang seek to break through and destroy all that is righteous and good. And yet the darkness beyond the borders is not the only threat to Rokugan. Political tensions amongst the great clans threaten to grow monthly, meaning that war is surely on the horizon. It is a time of sacrifice, of great heroes, of small stories of bravery that will forever go untold. It is a time of thunder.
Hi, I'm Michi, playing Kaito Rei of the Kaito Shrinekeeper School.
Hi, I'm Lily, also known as Lilypad Nebula. I'm playing Doji Sayaka, who is a member of the Doji Courtier School.
Hello, I am Rain Hayes, and I am playing Soshi Kiryuki of the Yogo Wardmaster School.
And introducing Quinn, playing Moto Muin Akoi from the Moto Conqueror School.
And I'm Sean, also known as Throck, and I'll be your storyteller. Now, let's go play L5R. So, yes, our party is at the Topaz Championship, the most prestigious coming-of-age contest in Rokugan, having been sent there as representatives from their clans in order to show their best to the Empire at large. 2 days of contests have passed, where the party was scored based on competitions such as weaponry and law and courtesy and poetry and horse riding and archery. And at the end of the contest, Doji Sayaka, our very own Crane Clan Courtier, stands at the top of the lists with Kaito Rei in third, and Soshi Kuroyuki and Moto Muin Akoi in the middle, but still having passed. I put you in the middle because I gave you average rolls, Soul, because you weren't here to, like, do your own thing. Okay, cool. I hope that's okay. But some stranger things are afoot here at the Topaz Championship. A certain scorpion, who was the runner-up last year, Bayushi Sugai, seems to have been working. First of all, he seems to be pretty hard against this minor clan Mantis Samurai who got invited here for nobody's really sure why, named Hitoshi, and has been doing his best to make Hitoshi's life a problem. Up to and including, the party now believes, hiring some Ronin to assault him and the rest of the contestants at a sake house last night. On top of this, the party was visited by the ghost of Doji Satsume, who is the former Emerald Champion. His ghost showed up and asked the party to make sure that Hitoshi passed. They did help him through some of the contests, which allowed him to get pushed over the edge. But it does seem that there is some strange tension between Bayushi Sugai and Hitoshi. The party has also found out that perhaps there is some familial connection between Hitoshi and the Kikita family. For your context, the Kikita family is the foremost family of duelists, for the most part, in Rokugan, and is a member of the Crane Clan. And it is also in the lands where the championship is currently being held. So, with all of that preamble out of the way, our party is now expected to go to a formal dinner hosted by the governor of the province, or the governor of the city of Suma, where the Topaz Championship is being held, and the guest of honor is Kikita Toshimoko. And thus, each is expected to give a gift to Kikita Toshimoko as they enter, as he is both the one who ran the tournament and is the highest ranking person here at the time. So with that, you've got about 2 hours of downtime before you head off to the formal dinner. Is there anything you'd all like to get done in that time?
Moto will look for something that will be a little more presentable, for something that he probably did not pack because he does not own anything.
So you would have been able to work with your family or your mentor, because I know you have a pretty close relationship with your mentor back in Unicorn Lands, to bring an appropriate gift.
So cool. I have that then.
Okay. Yeah. Dope. It can be like an amazing riding horse or an awesome like riding spear or whatever you want that you think is an appropriate gift from a member of the Unicorn to one of the most prestigious members of high society in Rokugan.
Okay. I'll bring a riding horse. It is not my horse.
Sure.
My horse is my horse.
But yes.
Right.
Yes.
But a unicorn riding horse. That's a great gift. Awesome. Yep.
How do we heal fatigue out of curiosity?
So fatigue heals in a similar way to strife. How much fatigue have you taken?
2.
You've taken 2 fatigue. So let us take a look real quick. Just to make sure, because it's the first time the questions come up, let's make sure we do it right. From rest and various game effects, such as medicine skill, characters can remove fatigue. When a character removes an amount of fatigue, their player removes that much fatigue. Thank you for that obvious line. When you remove fatigue, you remove it from your character sheet. At the end of each scene, characters catch their breath. Each character reduces their fatigue by half of their endurance rounded up, if it's over half of their endurance. After a full night's rest, a character's heals fatigue equal to 2 times their water ring. So if it's over your endurance and you have 2 hours of rest, you can bring it down to half your endurance. But in order to fully heal it, you'll need sleepy times.
Okay.
Cool.
Got it.
Cool to me.
Yay. All right. And 2, what's your total endurance?
4.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So that is actually half of your, wow. Okay, you're not gonna take a lot of hits, we hope, as time goes by.
Tired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mom, I'm tired. Kuroyuki or Sayaka, or is there anything you want to have happen? If not, that's cool, then we could just go to the next scene. I'm not gonna behold you to do stuff.
Yeah, I think I'm good. Just getting around and ready for a party.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Easy peasy. You've dressed in your finest, or however you choose to dress that's a little bit more formal than, you know, you're going on contest gear. As a note of cultural context, you would not wear armor in this situation, you would not wear weapons in this situation. This is, going to a formal dinner like this, you would leave your weapons at some place to polish your swords, quotation marks around that, as a way to not bring them into someone's house without harming your own honor in not carrying your weapons with you, and without dishonoring them by believing that you need to bring giant razor blades into their house, which could threaten their lives, right? So that's the that's the cultural context there, right? Is your weapons are, if you're carrying weapons, it's assumed you're ready to use them. And so if you bring them into people's house, it's considered an insult. So for whatever excuse you find not to bring them, everyone always finds a good excuse not to bring their weapons with them to someone's house. Mm-hmm. Unless there's like a diplomatic negotiation going on or you honestly feel harm. If it's a friend's house, you can bring it, things like that. But in a formal situation like this, you would not. I'm bringing my swords over to my friend's house.
Is it cool if I bring my katanas?
Yeah.
Would my Tessin count?
It's on the bubble, and I'd leave it up to your interpretation of how you interpret that specific cultural rule, right?
Well, I would interpret it 2 ways. 1, I'm a scorpion, so I'm just assuming that everybody wishes me harm. And 2, I was rewarded that. That was something, that was basically a prize I got as an accomplishment. It's one part useful weapon, but for the most part, it's like a trophy that I carry.
Then I think it would be fair for you to bring it. And yeah, I don't think people would look as askance at that as they would at someone walking in with their katana and wakizashi on their hip, right? Or like a giant fucking club on their back. I don't, you know.
And when it's in my obi, it just looks like a fan. It doesn't. Yeah. You don't necessarily see the steel.
Yep. So you make your way over to the magistrate's estate. It is an elegant home overlooking the village, currently festooned with lanterns and packed with servants and guests. The house has its doors thrown open to the warm spring evening, transforming its interior into one massive feast hall around a central garden. A servant bows to you as you enter and escorts you to your seats at a long table on the side for the contestants. At the head of the table is Kikita Toshimoko, flanked on either side by town magistrate Kikita Kaikatsu and the priest from the contest. Kitsuki Yukimi, who won the Topaz Championship last year, and the runner-up Bayushi Sugai sit across from him as honored guests, and each favors you with a glance as you reach your seat, a friendly one from Yukimi and a dour glare from Sugai. Most of your fellow contestants are already here and enjoying the sake as well. Hitoshi seems to be in a bit of a darker mood. He is sitting there, drinking some sake, isn't really mingling with everyone else. You have some mingling time before you're seated. If you want to mingle, if you want to talk to any of the other contestants, so you all know, there is at least one other person from each of your clans here of your same rank who are about to graduate and get their genpuku. You've met them through the contest, and there are some senior members of your clan here who comprise the judging pool. So if there's anyone you'd like to interact with or mingle with, now would be a great time.
Moto will go up to the unicorn clan, his unicorn clan brethren. That should be obvious compared to the rest of the people who are at this event.
Yeah, he's a big bulky guy as well. His name, and you've met him before. You actually competed against him in one of the tournaments. His name, he's also a Moto family member. So you actually probably knew each other before coming here. His name is Moto Batbayar. And he is a horseman and did actually really well on the horsemanship challenge and did really well on the archery challenge.
I'll take a shot of sake and bring it along with him, kind of carrying to one of my own women for him.
Yeah.
I'll hand him a shot of sake and cheers.
Cheers. And clang.
I'll ask something in the line of, I really don't understand the purpose of these sort of events. Hopefully you can educate me as to what would benefit our clan while I'm here and who I should be able to keep a lookout for.
I don't like these events that much either, but I'm used to sitting around our feast halls and enjoying some good cooked meat and excellent sake just like you. I think the reason these are important, though, is because it shows the other clans that we can participate with them, that we can sit here and be members of their society. Even if we keep to our own traditions, you don't see them throwing back shots of sake and eating dried meat. But that's who we are. They don't wear furs and we do, because we're a unicorn and it's important to be ourselves, but to show that I think we have a place within this empire.
I miss mead.
Yeah.
The sake stuff, it's a little strange, but it's not half bad.
Fermented goat's milk was always my favorite.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I did bring a riding horse from my home, so hopefully that'll be able to win some amount of favor over these people.
That, I think that's a fine gift, and one very telling of the power of us as the unicorn as well. I brought him a songbird because not from Rokugan, it's from over in the Burning Sands, and so it's unique. And I thought, he being kind of, you know, a crane, and they like all that fancier stuff, he'd like something from far away that was pretty.
What can you tell me about the dour-looking gentleman over there?
Bayushi.
Nod over to, Bayushi.
Yeah. So he was the runner-up last year. He seems to have a chip on his shoulder about literally everything happening at the tournament. He drove us really hard during the contests and was really mean to Hitoshi, which I feel like, even though we're a great clan and our family is descended from the Kami, being outsiders is hard. And the Mantis are also outsiders. And so I feel like treating Hitoshi like that is borderline. And he kind of leans into you because he doesn't want to be overheard. I think it's borderline dishonorable, if you wanted me to be completely honest. I think treating people like that, especially before they have actually come of age, is horrible. It's a terrible thing to do.
From my experience of what I've seen so far, honor just seems to be a word.
There are some...
Around these other clans.
For some of them, yes. I do believe the crane to be, if anything, honorable, for the most part. Not the scorpion so much, but...
Well, you can tell me about that. Yeah. Look over to Soshi.
Innocent face.
So we passed, though. We should drink to that. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, of course. And he'll look to one of the servants, grab two more sake shots, another one.
Here we go. Clang!
Cheers.
Yep. You ready for the duel tomorrow?
Riding's more my specialty, but I'm going to give it my best shot.
Excellent. We'll find out pairings in the morning, and then they'll set us off. I hope I get one of the scorpions. I'd like to show them my sting.
Perhaps I could set that up.
If you can, I would not look askance at the opportunity.
I'll see what I could do. But
excellent.
Stay wary, as if we were beyond the Emerald Empire right now.
Of course, this is These lands are far more foreign than our homelands. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so. And he'll turn around and he'll head back to his weird group of misfits.
Awesome.
What are the... are both Bayushi there?
Yes, Bayushi Sugai and Bayushi Meilin are both there.
I'm going to look around to see what both of them are doing.
Bayushi Meilin is actually sitting talking with Shiba Toya, the Phoenix Clan, who he's going to be a Yojimbo when he graduates, but the Phoenix Clan samurai. And Bayushi Sugai is sitting there at the table of honor, is sitting there at the table of honor along with Kikita Yukimi, the priest who's been overseeing the tournament, the local governor, and Kikita Toshimoko, looking unhappy. He's trying to keep it off his face, but he's not looking happy.
So he's not talking at all?
I mean, he is talking as much as civility dictates, but it's very short and clipped and, you know.
It's probably not something worth knowing.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll observe Meilin and I'll try to read her lips.
Yeah, okay. So what I would say is she seems really excited about the dueling thing tomorrow. She is putting a good face on the fact that she wasn't points lead. And you see her give, it's not like a death glance, but like a jealous glance at Doji Sayaka, who kind of pulled out by 1 point the lead in the tournament. It doesn't seem to be, and Shiba Toya's like, I'm just glad I passed. I'm pretty happy about that. looking forward to the duel tomorrow, though. That's going to be pretty great.
Degrees, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. You can tell his deal is much more getting through this and then getting back to what he wants to do. And hers is very much more than that. Like, she wanted to win hard.
Okay, I can't think of anything that I can do from that other than just quietly observe. So that's what I'll do. I'll just kind of observe the room.
Yeah. Ray or Sayaka?
Who else from the crane is here again?
So Kikita Toshimoko's here. There's a couple of judges here. And Kikita Riku, who is from the Kikita Dueling Academy, and going through the Genpuku with all of you.
Would it be bad to go talk to the judges?
No.
It
is not. It's fine. Yeah, that would be fine. The one who you most recognize is...
There was a doji in one of them, wasn't there?
Yes. Doji Ren, who you remember from the heraldry contest.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was also there at the courtesy contest, but as an observer. You recall her, who was kind of a middling-aged crane with swept-back black hair and has some white at the temples, wearing a very nice blue and white kimono with waves
as a motif.
Was she the one
that, I forget if it was the heraldry or if it was, like... the crane and the lion were both like drilling me.
Do you want to go talk to that person?
Yeah, I was going to talk to that person.
So it was Doji Taiyu. There it is. Thank you. It was Doji Taiyu. Yes. Who was helping as a part of that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going to go over to Doji Taiyu and like wait for a respectful moment to approach and then go up and say, I would address them as Sama, right? Because they're higher.
Yeah. Either Doji Taiyu Sama or Doji Sama. You would never use their personal name alone because they're of a higher rank than you, and you don't know them.
Got it. Sure. Yeah, so I'll come up and say, Doji-sama, it is so good to see you tonight.
It's good to see you, Doji Sayaka-san. I'm incredibly impressed at your performance so far in the championship. How do you believe you'll fare in the dueling competition?
Well, I must admit, the challenges like yours are more of my strong suit, but I think I will fare decently well.
I hope so. It would be amazing to have the Topaz champion come back to the Crane Clan.
I can only hope that I will be worthy of that honor.
I already believe you are. You are of excellent breeding, you are beautiful, and you are well-spoken. You are a representative...
You are too kind to me. Thank you so much, Doji-sama.
I believe you could be a representative of the Crane Clan, a true representative of the Crane Clan if you win. And it will vault your career as well, which certainly can't hurt.
Of course. I did have a question. Where was Akoto-sama as forthright with the other candidates in their tests?
We were leaving this information away from the contestants for the moment in order to not create any additional waves here at the championship. But his antipathy towards our clan. As you know, we have had a long history of friction with the Lion Clan.
Of course, yes.
Skirmishes have broken out along the border, and while it has not been confirmed yet, there are reports of a large battle at one of the holdings up in the northern portion of the Lion Lands that abuts against our own.
I see. That's quite troubling.
I agree. We are doing everything we can to avert war, but needless to say, some amongst the Lion, and especially after Utaku Altansari, who is the champion of the Unicorn Clan, was pledged to marry a member of the Lion.
Mm-hmm.
At the last moment, she broke that pledge. As it turned out, the Lion Clan had not told her that she must take the name of the Lion Clan and thus lose her position within her own family.
That is quite the thing to hide from your betrothed.
Indeed. Of course, it also turns out her betrothed was already married and in love with the woman he was married to.
Oh my.
Yes, and the marriage was supposed to be broken in order to make this happen. And so needless to say, they're both probably in a better place. However, our clans, those two clans are now also on the brink of war.
And so it may suit us well to ensure our friendship with the Unicorn is stable.
As stable as possible.
Hmm.
Made more difficult by our allies in the Phoenix, who seek to eliminate what they believe are sacrilegious forms of magic used by the Unicorn.
See. Do you think... I'm sorry, I shouldn't say.
No, please do, please.
I don't wish to be potentially slanderous, but...
Oh, don't.
You know, we did have... did you hear of the issue we had last night with some Ronin at the reception?
Quite, I did. I heard your scorpion friend and your phoenix friend counted themselves quite well.
Yes, they were taken care of, and then insert name of the police.
You're Riki.
Riki. There's so many words.
Yeah. Look at there. This is what we're learning to play. And I'm using all of these terms so that you remember them. That's
got it. Noriki.
Yeah. Yoriki. Pops. With a Y. Yes.
Yoriki.
Yeah.
The Yoriki were able to apprehend them and take them in, but...
Oh, good.
I have to wonder why people like that would decide to come into an event like this and cause trouble.
You know, Ronin, have no honor. Perhaps they were jealous of your station. Perhaps they wished to... Show that they had some false power over you as young members of our society.
They may not have honor, but I thought they had some sort of brains. You would think that coming in here and causing such trouble would not be the best decision. Something must have pushed them to make that decision.
What are you implying, Sayaka-chan?
I'm just thinking out loud, I suppose. If there was some trouble here, it might... If there was some trouble here that distracted from the tournament or caused some harm to some of the candidates, it might unfortunately benefit some people that are looking to make waves.
Someone now trying like to make... Oh, yes?
I would like to do my move.
Okay, do your move.
Okay, so the name of it is called Whispers of Court. As a scheme action, you may make a courtesy air check targeting each player character in the scene. The TN of this check is equal to the lowest vigilance among your target.
Two.
Okay. And then, if you succeed, you create a rumor that sweeps across the room like a storm.
And what's the rumor?
That the Lion Clan hired the Ronin to cause trouble and potentially hurt some of the candidates, even though I know it wasn't.
Scandal! I love it. It's great. I love it. I love it so much. Yeah. So it's a TN2 what?
Courtesy air.
Make your roll.
And then, because I also have Rustling of Leaves.
Yes.
I can spend opportunity on this to make the TN of any check to trace the rumor back to me increases by 2.
Oh, nice.
Per opportunity I spend. So here's the roll.
Let's see the roll.
Bam!
Oh, okay. So you'll be keeping 3 dice. You got an opportunity of strife, an exploding success of strife, a success of strife, a success, and a success and a strife. That is an incredible roll. So you get to keep any 3 of those that you so choose.
Okay. I'll keep the plain success.
Okay.
the white, the success and a strife, and then the double success and a strife.
Oh, the exploding success and strife. Yeah, gotcha.
Exploding success. I keep forgetting. Yeah. I keep forgetting the first word.
Yeah, that's okay.
And then I'll reroll that black die just to see if I can get.
So you've got an opportunity and a strife, but you So you did get an opportunity you spent on it.
Okay.
But you a ton of strife. And how? So it's interesting to me. You're gonna have three
strife.
Three successes and an opportunity.
Okay, three successes and an opportunity. Okay, yeah, so I'll spend the opportunity to do my the rustling of leaves. So if anyone tries to trace the rumor back, the TN's increased by two.
Okay, so it'll actually be a TN 5 because it's based on the number of successes you got.
Bam.
Yeah, so it'll be a T, which is a lot, right? Like, a lot. So, I'm interested in how the stress manifests.
How much strife do I take then? Three.
You're going to take three. I'm just interested, like, why was this stressful? Why was this strifeful for Sayaka?
It's because I know that it wasn't them, and I know that it was the Scorpions.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm very deliberately lying, but I'm doing this to help the clan, which it's more helpful to my clan than hurtful to them to lie about this. So,
yeah,
just that like, internal balancing is what's causing the strife, I think.
I love it. I love it. That's amazing. Great. That was an excellent scene, by the way. Yay. Nicely done. So Rei and Kuroyuki. I know Kuroyuki already did some stuff. Rei is the only one who hasn't actually done something yet. So let's go to Rei first.
I actually, after Sayaka is done chatting, would like to approach her. Sayaka-san, I have some information I would like to discuss with you.
Kaito-san, of course.
And so kind of like lead her off to a quieter part of the party.
Mm-hmm. Pull out a bottle of sake and my cup. Would you care?
Of course, thank you. In my divinations, I discovered something potentially troubling about our friend Hitoshi-san.
Oh.
Not about Hitoshi-san himself. As I was reading, I sensed some close familial bonds with the Kikita family.
Familial bonds?
I'm not entirely sure what it means, and that is why I have not said anything, but you are much more adept than any of our other companions at navigating court and understanding the implications of something like this. And so I felt it best to bring it to your attention.
Of course, I appreciate that. I know with the quest put on us by Toshi Satsume-sama, it was... Any information we can get is helpful. Thank you for this.
Given your political proclivities, Sayaka, yes. I would allow you at
proclivities
this...
is a good word for it.
I know. I would allow you to make a courtesy Earth check.
Courtesy Earth?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Got an explodey.
You got an explodey. That's one success. That's
another
two successes.
Success.
Some pieces are starting to click together in your brain. And so the reason I asked for an Earth check is because it's reason. It's within the social skill set. It's the reason tag is a tag to Earth. So reasoning through the court games that have been playing around you, a couple of things come to the fore. A ranking member of the Scorpion Clan seems incredibly hell-bent on making Hitoshi look bad.
Right.
There's a number of Crane who also seem to be hell-bent on making Hitoshi look bad for their own, possibly for their own reasons. Those Ronin specifically targeted Hitoshi, right?
Yeah.
And now there's a familial link between Hitoshi and the Kikita family?
Right.
You are starting to wonder if the Scorpion know that.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps the person he's related to, for this to matter, must be pretty important, right?
Do I? So if it's got to be someone important, I would... Would it be wrong of me to assume it's Toshimoko?
You haven't given... So, a good way to... Anybody can make this test. And this will be a... I think I'd call it an aesthetics test? With...
I do aesthetics.
Aesthetics void?
Really?
Yeah. For a perception test, essentially. In comparing Oh, go ahead.
Where is aesthetics?
It is under the artisan skills.
Okay. And yeah, you said void.
Yeah.
I have no ranks in this, so.
So Rain made the roll and got an opportunity, a strife, two successes, and a strife. So two strife, two success, and an opportunity. Katare got... Okay, so I'm going to say, at about the same time, we don't have to overroll this, but at about the same time, Sayaka and Kuroyuki, you both look at Hitoshi. You look at Kikita Toshimoko, and then you look at each other. And you realize, my gosh, they look awfully similar.
Goodness.
I'm doing a lot of, like, overjecture, but secretly, I love this shit.
I know.
Well, this Hitoshi got interesting for me.
Looks.
Is there anything that you would like to mention? I'm not saying that you yourself know anything, proving yourself hesitantly reliable.
I'm going to give him an extremely innocent look.
I don't think we're going to get much out of her. Oh, who am I supposed to deliver the horse to?
So you know that you will each be called up to, during the formal portion of the dinner, to hand your gift over to, or at least explain your gift and let him know where it is. For a horse, which you didn't bring into the building with you, but it's out in the stable or something, right?
Come on.
Yeah. And we'll have the opportunity to formally present it. Yeah. Cool. So then we will move to the formal portion of the evening. A formal gong rings through the room as you know this is your signal to come and sit at your appointed places on the contestants' table. As you're all seated, it's time for the formal presentation of gifts to begin. The gifts are presented in a traditional order based on the great clans. First the dragon, and Miyamoto Hanada comes up and gives a book of stories and philosophies of some of the greatest Shinseiist thinkers of the Dragon Clan. Shinsei is kind of the monastic religious strain within Rokugan. And he says, as he bows to Toshimoko, "You will need this in time to come, Toshimoko-sama." And then the crab, Yasuki Jun, goes up. He is actually carrying a cask of what is called Friendly Traveler Sake, which is widely considered the best sake in Rokugan, and it's brewed in Crablands. And he sits there, and Toshimoko looks incredibly excited to have this. And then the unicorn are next. Would you like to go first, or would you like the other unicorn to go first? I'll leave it up to you.
I'll let my other fellow Moto Clan member go first, and I will explain to him, like, I have brought this amazing Frisian horse over. And if you've ever seen a Frisian horse, they are a lot larger, and they are really fast horses. So this is like an exceptional gift from just a beautiful Frisian stallion. And I guess we'll compare gifts to see whose would be more presentable to go first, like kind of like save the best for last sort of deal.
Yeah, he's actually really thankful towards you for that, so they didn't have to follow such an impressive gift. Go ahead and gain one glory and one honor for being very thoughtful and comparing gifts and things like that. Yeah, yeah. He's actually incredibly thankful, and he walks up with his gift that is his cage songbird, and he bows and he gives it to Toshimoko, and he says a few words quietly, kind of stumbling over himself. And Toshimoko gives this kind of thin smile that is obviously he did not present himself as well as he should have.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Poor guy.
Yeah. And then it is your turn to come up.
How big is the stage? Obviously, I cannot. Maybe I can. Maybe it's this garden is large enough for me to lead a Frisian horse onto the stage with.
No, you wouldn't. You would never bring a horse into something like this. You would tell of the gift.
Okay.
It wouldn't really be done. Like, it would be done for you in Unicorn Lands, but here in Crane Lands, you know it would be a little gauche, because what happened if it pooped on the floor or something, right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll go up with nothing.
Okay.
And I'll say that my gift is a horse of exceptional breed from far off distant lands beyond that we have bred here in the Empire for many decades and centuries now, has a coat as black as midnight, and a mane that is exceptionally worthy of even the Crane Clan that would see the beauty in. And he will direct, you know, everybody towards outside if they wish to see this just massive black Frisian.
And I think it's perfectly fair to say there is a servant out there holding the horse that you can see outside one of the like wide open doors to this kind of flowing space. Yeah,
because he'll direct it outside. And yeah, big Frisian has fur over its hooves and long black mane. Look very much muscular. Looks like it's built for a war horse.
War horse. Okay, so there is a test involved with this in order to properly impress Kakita Tojimoko. So, you can choose for me what the test is, how you present this. And so what you'll do is you'll pick a skill, and then you'll pick an approach, and then you'll, on the little character sheet, because this is the first time you're rolling, so I figure I'll just walk you through it a little bit. You pick what skill you think is appropriate for the presentation of the gift, and then you pick what skill you think, or what ring you think best embodies the approach you're taking, earth, air, fire, water, void.
I would say, I want to say water, but I think it's more earth.
Okay.
A little more like trying to command the power of this, you know.
Oh, I love that.
Great horse. And,
yeah, like underscoring the power. And that's a very,
Yeah, exactly. You know, showing the why the Unicorn Clan charged in with like a bat out of fucking hell. It's with some of these horses. So he'll roll, and he fucked that up.
No, that's great.
Two successes.
That is two successes.
An opportunity. Yeah.
So the way it works is you keep a number of dice equal to your rings. So you can choose any of those three dice to keep. You've got an opportunity and an opportunity, a success, and then two successes.
I'm not sure how the opportunity would work. I guess.
So there's a handy little chart, actually.
Two successes. Oh, look at that.
Okay. Yeah. So if you don't have any strife, so you don't need to worry about that. But you could reassure another character in the scene, allowing them to remove two strife when you give your gift. That's probably the most appropriate one if you wanted to spend it on something.
Okay, then I'll have two strife for me for Doji.
Thank you.
How does that play out? How does between the two of you?
I think when he says that whole like even the Crane Clan could see their beauty. Like
yeah,
it's a like compliment to the Crane Clan and yeah. So
yeah, I think just like a instant of like a look like
Yay.
Significant PC glances.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, significant PC glances. Okay. And then next to the table, gain two honor and two glory as you have successfully passed the test and have impressed Kakita Tojimoko and the clan around you, knowing that you have given an awesome gift that seems to be appreciated and have at the same time complimented the host clan.
Also, I'll do a little bit to boost up my own clan's gift beforehand, if that's possible. Like, the songbird is impressive, so...
Right.
Like, be like, that is an impressive gift. My horse is... They're two different gifts, essentially, is what Moto is trying to say.
I love that. And you... It's as you kind of head back to your seat, you get this subtle nod from Moto Batbayar of appreciation. Unicorn gotta stand up for Unicorn. And then next up are the Scorpion.
Corn, so, respect corn.
Yeah. I'm done. I love it. Oh, that's great.
That's how you win Legend of the Five Rings.
Corn, respect corn.
Gotta do it for the corn.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so it is Crab, or it is Scorpion's go. Because you're the player, I give you the opportunity to go first or second. Soshi Kuroyuki?
I'll go second.
Okay. Byushime Lin comes up and offers incense and perfumes in this gorgeous-looking teak tray that she comes up and she bows and sets before Kakita Tojimoko. Any of you who have been around, like, truly high society, so probably like Kuroyuki and Sayaka being the two most political creatures here, know that these come from the Spice Islands, actually, which... is interesting because the Spice Islands are the Mantis Clan territory. And Tojimoko does not seem pleased.
Subtle, Malin.
Mm.
And then it's your go.
Okay, I will bring up a large-ish, not too large, but fairly hefty, lacquered cherry blossom wood box.
Okay.
And I will bow, and then I'll sit in Seiza, and just the only thing I'll say to him is, may you find peace in your meditations, and I'll open it up to reveal an incense burner that is made of green marble. It's like, it's an enclosed burner that's made of green marble with six holes in the top so the smoke can be released, but in the center of those holes is a jade crane so that when the smoke comes out, it looks like the crane is dancing among the smoke.
Nice.
That is cool.
And directly behind that is a wooden scroll case that if whenever he reads it contains koans that he can contemplate while he's meditating.
I love it. What is your role for this? How do you present this?
Because I am being simple and I'm letting it speak for itself and I am just accepting of the things that are happening around me, I'm going to go with void.
Okay, so avoid, what's the skill? Courtesy would be good. Aesthetics is an interesting choice here as well, I think. Those are the first two that come to mind to me.
Since I am kind of, I feel like I would enter a meditative state just to demonstrate that, like, just kind of follow the theme of this is for meditation.
Okay.
I would demonstrate peace in my meditation as the purpose of this gift. So can I do meditation?
You know, it's creative. I like it.
Void and meditation. Oof. An opportunity in strife, exploding success in strife, an opportunity in strife, and an opportunity.
Well, at least you got the exploding success. Three strife, three opportunity, and an exploding success. Awesome. You get to keep three of those dice of your choice.
I will take one opportunity,
sure.
One opportunity in strife, yes. And the exploding in strife.
Awesome.
And I'll use the opportunity to kill the strife.
Okay, so you'll have one strife and one success and one opportunity.
And I roll again for the exploding.
Indeed. One more ring die. So two successes. Which is enough. Gain two glory and two honor. As you come down and quietly, simply, and respectfully lay the gift before him, opening the box. And he actually, as you're sitting there, he puts up a finger and goes, hold one moment. And he takes a small piece of wrapped rice paper, lights it on a nearby candle, and lights the incense burner, picks it up and sets it right beside him, and bows his head again at you and says, thank you, Soshi-chan.
I bow lower and retreat back to my place.
Excellent. I bow lower.
To be clear, I don't want to die quite this early.
Yeah. And then it's the Phoenix's go. Would you like to go first, Kaito Rei, or would you like Shiba Toya to go first?
I will defer to Shiba Toya.
Okay. Shiba Toya stands up very rigid and military and walks over. He unfurls this scroll, and it's in some of the most gorgeous calligraphy you've ever seen. And he will explain, this is a handwritten poem on the glory of a single strike that I wrote for you in my own hand, Kikita Toshimoku-sama. And he bows very deeply and hands it and lays it on the table. And Kikita Toshimoku looks very impressed and goes, the strokes of a pen are so close to the single strike of a blade. I appreciate this gift very deeply. And he retreats back.
So I will go up with this very intricate origami box. Ooh. And present it to him. Inside is a jade amulet that's carved with representations of all of the elements kind of around the void element.
Okay.
Very Shinsei-est? Yes.
Shinsei-est, indeed.
Shinsei-est. Now just say, your reputation and your fortunes are unsullied. Please accept this in the hopes that your good fortune continues.
He'll bow his head. Make your test. What are you going to test on here?
I'm going to use Courtesy Void, just this kind of a quiet enlightenment, religious-y thing.
Sure. So, two exploding successes. Nice. Three strife and an opportunity. And you get to keep it all. All right, so after your initial roll, you also got an exploding die and another strife. So you're up to four strife, three successes, and an opportunity. Another exploding success and another strife.
Oh, this is stressful.
So stressful.
Oh, God. Another exploding success and another strife.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to look up unmasking in a second, I think.
Do you have to keep all of your extras that you roll if you when you explode?
After rolling a die this way, the player chooses if it will be kept or dropped. If the die is kept, the player resolves its result in addition. Oh, you can choose to drop the die.
Oh.
Yeah. After you keep rolling, after you roll the exploding success, you can choose to drop that die. You don't get its effect, but you also wouldn't get the additional strife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to keep them because I've got an opportunity to cancel out one of the strife.
Yes. So our total tally here, for the love of God, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 successes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 strife and an opportunity. Jesus.
So yeah, I'm going to use the opportunity to cancel one of the strife. So
okay, what's your strife up to?
Hmm?
What's your strife up to?
My strife is now at 5.
And what is your composure?
6.
Okay, so you're not at a point where you've unmasked yet, and you're not going to have some sort of outburst, but this was intensely stressful for you. But you were able to keep your shit together, but only barely. Why was this so stressful for you?
So I'm used to dealing with a relatively secluded monastery kind of setting, and this very high-profile, highly formalized political everything, where everything has to be in step, perfect, restrained, is not what I'm used to. I'm used to there being wiggle room if I miss a pronoun or miss a suffix or something like that. So having to remember all of the rules for presenting this gift.
And yet you do it so well. You're able to internalize all of that strife, not showing even a hint of it. But on the inside, you are a shaking, newborn calf of a nervous wreck, but you're able to keep it together. You know that if you keep getting pressed, something horrible might happen and you're not sure you can deal with this again, but you're going to gain 4 glory and 4 honor for your
nice,
perfect presentation of this gift to Kakita Toshimoko, who bows to you and says, I have always had faith in our allies in the Phoenix. And today you have reinforced that for me. Your graciousness and thoughtfulness do an honor to your clan, Kaido Rei.
Thank you.
Which is a huge compliment in context. A huge compliment for someone who is not yet technically an adult within society.
Nice.
And in front of all of these people. Just
as
yeah.
Rei comes back, Munokoi will just look over and say, you did well.
Thank you.
Just seeing her uncomfortableness.
Okay.
Sincerely, you did very well.
Have a drink now.
Yeah.
Clang! Next up are the crane. Sayaka, would you like to go first, or would you like Kakita Riku to go first?
I'll let Kakita go first, since Toshimoko's from her family, so like I think giving her that first chance, and then I'll come in the end.
Gain an honor for understanding station within your own family. And Kikina Riku has wrapped in this very gorgeous white-looking silk something about sword length. She brings it up and bows before Kakita Toshimoko and unwraps the silk. And it's a broken boken. For those of you who don't know, a boken is a wooden practice sword. Looks like a katana meant for practicing. And it's a broken boken. It's clearly worthless. But it makes Toshimoko laugh out loud and smile warmly, and he says, thank you, Riku-chan. I'm sure we'll break many more together. And he bows.
Aww.
And they step back.
That's so cute. Okay.
And then it's your go.
Okay, so I motion, and Izumi, I have Izumi, like, wheel up a canvas under a sheet. If she would be allowed in here to do that. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. To have your servant come in and unveil a gift for you?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Good. Yeah, so yeah, Izumi wheels up this canvas on like a wheeled canvas holder. And I say, as we all know, the great clans are descended from the Kami. And I wanted to show how Lady Doji's grace, courage, just look at all the other stuff of Bushido.
her grace, courage, Bushido.
All that
stuff.
Bushido.
A Lady Doji's grace, courage, honor, have passed through time and are represented by you, Takeda Toshimoko-sama. Then I'll motion for Izumi to reveal it, and she pulls it off. And it's a painting, not done by me, I think just by my lord, one of my lord's artists or whatever.
For sure.
And it's basically Lady Doji, the first of the crane, at the top, and she has like a paintbrush, and then like coming down from the paintbrush, it like makes an effect of like coming out of the paint to be Kakita. And he's like in some sort of cool pose of like some kind of cool pose of like when he like it, from a battle he was in or something.
For like a famous duel.
Yeah. Like, yeah, a famous duel, like the stance he took after he beat like some big rival he had or something, to show like how since he's so honorable and courageous and good, it's clearly obvious that he's descended from the Kami.
Okay. What role? I like it, by the way. I think that's awesome. What role do you want to make?
So courtesy, and then I'm gonna go with water, just because it's water's charm. So I'm definitely trying to be like charming here.
Okay, I like it.
Okay, courtesy, water, and boop.
So you got a success, an opportunity, a success, and a strife.
Okay, I will.
An exploding success, I should say. Yeah.
Yep. I'll roll my explodey.
All right. Two successes is enough to be impressive.
Yep. I'll just cancel out the opportunity and the strife, and then two successes.
Sweet. So, as you bow and give this to them, you see a warm smile come across Kakita Toshimoko's face, and he goes, "I remember that day well, and the parable of our great founder, Doji, warms my heart in this, that you think I am so honored to be descended from her. Thank you." And gain 2 honor and 2 glory.
Whoop whoop.
Kitsu Tsubasa, the Lion Clan, are last. Kitsu Tsubasa comes up and gives an elegant jeweled fan that once belonged to one of Toshimoko's ancestors who married into the Lion Clan, and he seems okay with it. It's not, like, very cold. But immediately after Kitsu Tsubasa sits down, servants begin bringing more drinks in and the first course of the meal. But before anybody can start enjoying it, Hitoshi explodes out of his seat, and he says, "Enough!" Hitoshi stands, shouting and knocking over a jar of rice, from the hands of a nearby servant. He says, "I am not to be ignored, passed over, insulted at every turn. I, too, have a gift for you, Kakita-sama." He points one accusing finger at the hall as the hall rings with silence. "I challenge you to a duel."
Oh, shit.
Silence reigns across the room. This moment, you see Doji Satsume, the ghost of the Emerald Champion, sitting at the high table, directly next to Kakita Toshimoko, staring intently at Hitoshi. You do have an opportunity to intervene in the silence if you have some way that you would like to do so.
I look to our Doji member and be like, "What the fuck do we do with this?"
So as a cultural thing, as a reminder, technically, as a point of law, Hitoshi's not an adult yet. He can't actually challenge anyone to a duel.
Uh-huh.
But you also know from history that Kakita Toshimoko has never declined any duel that's been offered to him.
Maybe bringing forth an argument, like, forgive the ignorance of youth sort of thing.
Who wants to do that? Anybody want to do that?
Ooh, shit. If I could do it in a tactics manner. I can roll the shit out of it.
I have a question.
I'm not equipped for this.
Hitoshi's face, is he looking at Toshimoko like he is angry at him?
Yes.
Okay, and he's like focusing this rage on him.
Yes, because he's been passed over and has been crapped on the whole time, and this is just one final insult.
Had an idea.
Well, let's see. Can I do this with a water roll?
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy.
Yes.
And I will simply say to Doji that, you know, we have to forgive the ignorance of youth and ceremonies where we have been fully gifted the rights of the Empire yet, or something like that.
For sure. So that would be a TN3 courtesy water check.
Perfect.
Okay, so far we've got nice. You can keep up to 4 dice. You rolled 4 successes, one of which is exploding, and 3 strife.
Okay, I'll re-roll the exploding.
So you got a opportunity and a strife. So you can use opportunity to bleed off strife. And so you can just either choose not to keep that at all, and just not keep that die and be done, or you can just say they cancel out. At this point, it almost doesn't matter that you rolled an opportunity and a strife, because they'll cancel out. It's the most logical thing for them to do. So in the end, what you've got is 4 successes and 3 strife.
With their water roll, you can actually use an opportunity to cancel 2 strife out.
Oh, really? Hey-o.
Remove 2 strife from yourself.
Oh, nice. Hey, see, that's what you get for reading the rules there. Good job. Yay, Ray. Okay, learn something new. Yeah, so with your water roll, you should keep that because you'll be down to using that one opportunity.
I was going to keep it initially anyway.
Okay, sweet.
So, I'll keep the successes.
All right, so that's 4 successes and 2 strife. Mark 2 strife on your character sheet. Just out of curiosity, this is the first time you've personally taken strife in the game, so I'm interested, why is this stressful for your character? What is
because it's a fucking ghost and I hate them, man.
That's fair.
I have I have huge anxiety about them, apparently.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No.
I'm just like, fuck, why am I the one talking the entire time?
You're gonna have fun with 2 Shugenja in the party.
So you make an amazing argument about how he's young and he's not technically an adult, and so he can't really, you know, strike yet. And everyone kind of looks at you for a moment and goes, oh, yeah. And some of the tension starts to drain out of the room as Hitoshi, looking bashful, starts to stammer and apologize and go, I'm sorry for my rude outburst. I just wanted to give you a gift. I had it shipped all the way here from the Spice Isles, Kikita-sama. It's very important to me that I am also able to show my worth to you as well. Looking upset and then staring at you a little bit, and like Amuno Koe, staring at you and then staring back at Hitoshi, he, please, Hitoshi-chan, bring forth your gift. I have had a specially built river barge made for you, Kikita Toshimoko-san.
Oh, that's nice.
It is made by some of the finest craftsmen of the Mantis clan, and I believe it is a gift of artistry and utility worthy of a man such as yourself. And Toshimoko bows, the anger draining from his face, and he goes, that is a worthy gift, Hitoshi. Thank you. Muino Koe, gain 2 glory.
I would just like to say that every time Lily goes, oh, when something's happening, I feel like that actually happens, but it's in the background and nobody can identify where it comes from.
Yeah, I love it.
Cut that shit out.
The rest of the evening will pass by uneventfully. It's a marvelous dinner. You all have essentially saved this dinner, especially Motomu and Akoi with his final removing of conflict there at the end. The contestants seem much more enthusiastic after the final gift is given. There's a moderate amount of liquor now as the dinner goes on, and it's a buzz with discussion of rankings and inevitable victory on the following day, and Kita Riku and Miyamoto Hinata are now both arguing again about why their school is better. We have one more opportunity this evening for a scene, if there's anything you all would like to accomplish.
What was Sugei looking like when that happened?
Interesting. I'll give it to you because your perceptive is crap. At first he had this almost a shit-eating grin is the wrong term to use, because this is Rokugan, but the Rokugani equivalent of a shit-eating grin when kind of a smirk with like a glint in his eye, right? When Hitoshi first made the challenge, and then as Muino Koe came up and said his piece, you saw just like the blood drain out of his face and He gets stone faced.
I will also have the Rokugani equivalent of a shit eating grin.
Sweet.
I do have a question, Throck. Yeah. You mentioned that the unicorn clan tensions with another clan were running high. What was that clan?
Oh, the lion.
The lion, yeah. Is Minokoi knowing of that?
No, that information, other than Doji Sayaka, unless she chooses to impart it to you, has I intimated that it had been purposefully kept from the contestants until they leave, in order not to taint the tournament. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no reason for him to investigate that further then. So he'll just go up to Hitoshi and be like, "What the fuck, man?"
I lost it. After everything that's happened the last few days, I couldn't let another insult go by, and not allowing me to give a gift at a situation, a dinner like this, is unacceptable. Thank you for your words. I would have died to him, and I would have possibly gladly done so given the continuous insults to my honor, but you are correct. The way that you handled it, I owe you a great debt.
You don't owe me anything.
But how many times am I supposed to be insulted? How many times am I supposed to be laughed at before I say something?
I don't have the answer to that.
You must.
Do I hear that?
Yeah, no, I'll, you know what, Munokomi will bring his companions and just kind of like, yeah, you can come if you want, you little scorpion, creepy girl. and bring him over to Hitoshi.
Kuniyuki's going to like very gently turn her head so that he can see her eye and just look at him and go, "You take it until you have the power to reciprocate."
And he just
creepy
gives
you this sense.
Really sad sort of look and breathes heavily.
Hoshi-san?
Yes?
You are not wrong to call out the injustice and the insults. You must, however, do it properly. And an outburst is not the way to get your message across.
You are correct. I lost myself.
But you regained your composure very well.
Thank you.
And I'll just put like a reassuring hand on his shoulder.
He gives a little bit of a smile. He's a little inebriated at this point too. But yeah, he says, "Thank you. You have all been so kind to me. It was the last 2 days, 3 days. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, and now I owe you everything."
You'll find a way to repay us. It's okay.
Get sober. Go.
Yeah. And here we will close the scene, because it feels like a good place to close it.
Sure.
As the party continues for the rest of the night, folks wander off one by one into the evening. You all make your way back to the Laughing Carp for a good night's sleep before tomorrow's events, the final Aijutsu Championship at the Topaz Championship. That was redundant, but I love you anyways. Thanks so much for listening to the Welcome to the Party presentation of Steel Blossom Moon, a Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game by Fantasy Flight Games. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe whether you're listening on Google, iTunes, or on Podbean. We're so happy to have you today, and check out the social links below for links to our Twitch stream, our Twitter feed, and to our Patreon account. Our Patreon is the way that we subsidize all of the work that we do here at Welcome to the Party. It helps us pay our mods on the Discord, it helps us underwrite things like our Zoom chat, and our goal is to create a PBS for RPGs where we're able to fund writers, artists, and other creators around the D&D and RPG universe to create amazing things and then give them a place to showcase it. So if you feel like supporting the podcast, the best way to do it is to head over to patreon.com/welcomepartyrpg and give a buck or two if you got them. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.